former Pakistani Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto dismissed Interpol's so-called red notices as part of a political campaign against her by President Pervez Musharraf.
My husband and I have faced these scurrilous, baseless, malicious, and politically motivated charges for the last 9 years. And by the grace of God, there's not a single conviction against either my husband or myself for fraud or for corruption.
The government has pledged to arrest Bhutto if she returned to Pakistan. Bhutto Thursday reiterated her statement of last year that she was ready to immediately go back to Pakistan to face any charges.
As far as I'm concerned, if any court wants me in Pakistan, I'm prepared to catch the next plane and go to Pakistan. So it's not an issue of my evading presence in a court, but no court in Pakistan, to my knowledge, has asked me to be present. And I believe that the Interpol has not been given the correct facts by the military regime in Pakistan.
Bhutto served two separate terms as prime minister in the 1990s. She was ousted in 1996 and left Pakistan in 1999 amid a string of corruption charges. She has not been back since. Interpol, the international police agency, issued the notices against Bhutto and her husband, Asif Ali Zardari. An Interpol spokesman said the red notices are not arrest warrants, as is commonly thought. However, the spokesman said, many of Interpol's member countries consider a red notice a valid request for provisional arrest, especially if they are linked to the requesting country via a bilateral extradition treaty. Zardari was jailed for 8 years without any legal resolution and released on bail in 2004. He said he has been in the United States for the past several months for medical treatment related to his long imprisonment. Bhutto added that she believes the charges against her are part of a government campaign to divert the attention of Pakistani media from a recent U.S. missile strike on suspected al-Qaeda sanctuaries along the Pakistan-Afghan border.
The Pakistan People's Party is deeply concerned that innocent civilians have lost their lives in these airstrikes. At the same time, the Pakistan People's Party appreciates that some militants and pro-Taliban, pro-al-Qaeda elements are using our territory to mount attacks in neighboring Afghanistan, and that's not right.
Civilians, as well as some suspected al-Qaeda figures, died in the strike, igniting anti-U.S. demonstrations. The government has said it did not know about the strikes in advance. Bhutto says the government campaign against her and her secular-based Pakistan People's Party has empowered the extremist Islamist religious parties.
They have filled the vacuum caused by the military regime's determination to sideline the secular, liberal, and democratic forces of Pakistan. And due to that policy of marginalizing the democratic opposition, extremism has replaced moderation in Pakistan.
Islamic religious parties, most of which have demonstrated some sympathy with the Taliban and al-Qaeda, control or have significant influence in the provincial governments of the two Pakistan provinces that border Afghanistan. Gary Thomas, VOA News, Washington.